Neon Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to very first Neon Podcast. I don't even know where this is gonna go. How I'm gonna throw it up on iTunes. I have no idea how I'm gonna do anything. I don't even know if I'm gonna continue these in the future. Might just be able to, you know, it's something that I might be just be able to throw up, you know, when I don't feel like going on camera, when I just have something really long to talk about, and, you know, if people just want to listen and they don't necessarily want to watch a video. I mean, I know personally, there are some times when, you know, I'm doing something else and I want to watch the video, but I don't. I have something else to do, and you know I kind of want to listen to it, and I do, but I feel like I'm missing something by watching it. So, you know, maybe this might just be able to wait to multitask, listen to me talk. I don't know. But welcome to episode one of Neon Podcast. I don't know what we're gonna do with these in the future. I think it's basically just gonna be me talking. Basically, that's the easiest thing to do. So, what do I want to talk about so far? The holidays. Ooh, that's a good thing to talk about. Also, good thing for me. Hold on. Sorry about that. You probably just heard my mic go crazy. Also, good thing for me. I can multitask as well while doing this. And, you know, I can, do other things and, you know, look at other things while I'm doing the podcast. And I can just keep talking to you guys, which is nice. Okay, I'm gonna go into holiday in a second, but one thing I want to talk about is Sting Live, our live shows. I haven't done a live show in probably a couple months, honestly. I feel kind of slacky about it, but I don't really know what else to do. Close that. I don't want to look at that. Microsoft Word just opened up something. It's like, you know, you ever wonder, like, where they get this stuff? Like, it just opened up a file that I don't think I've ever seen before. Don't save. Open recent. Let's go to my Christmas list. I make a Christmas list every year. It may sound kind of childish, but, I mean, I don't want my parents getting me something that I totally don't want. So, I'm going to run down my Christmas list here. The Sony Alpha NEX5 with the 18-55mm lens. This is a beautiful Sony interchangeable lens camera that will be able to capture 1080p video and beautiful, stunning professional pictures. This is definitely something that I need because my video camera got it in Christmas 2008, and it's not meeting the standards of today's video quality, as you've probably been able to tell in my videos. And it's basically just what camera I wanted, and that's probably number one on my priority. Second thing, Xbox Live 12-month gold membership. Obviously, I need to renew it because my last one I threw up. I just realized I say that a lot. It doesn't really sound good, does it? The last one I enabled, I enabled it probably January 1st this year. So sometime around there. So I need to renew that. Apple iLife 11. I still haven't gotten that. I'm gonna need that update. If there's a new iWork suite coming out in the new year, I'm gonna want that. Vizio 26-inch class Razer LED LCD HD TV. I've looked at this TV and it's beautiful. It's a 26-inch, which is a pretty nice size. And it's a Razer LED LCD. First of all, LED LCD, great. High definition, I believe it's 1080p. And the Razer is very cool. It's it doesn't have a stand. It basically, the TV sits on itself. It's very neat. It kind of curves down. Very slick design. I really like it. And I'm going to put that, if I get it, I'm going to put that right next to my computer in my room so I can be a total nerd and stay in my room all day. And, grow turnips on my head. No, I've tried not to do that, but it's becoming kind of a problem. My dad coming in and through while I'm trying to record gameplay, stuff like that. When I'm trying to game, you know, he wants to watch a show, and it's on like my family's primary TV. It's on a 42-inch HD TV in my family room. that's the biggest TV we have, so it's basically the primary TV. And so that's the only thing that we have. Not the only thing, we have two other TVs, but nothing compared to, what I would be getting this 26-inch class Razer LED LCD HDTV. And lastly, I want a nice desk lamp for my desk, because if you've been following my videos, I have a retro fluorescent light on my desk. Pretty creepy. So that is my Christmas list for my father. I have two different Christmas lists, one for my dad and one for my mom. I know, aren't I so lucky? And if I scroll down here, for my mom, you've ne never actually seen my mom's house and my room at my mom's house, because I don't really have a computer there. And basically, I want a desk chair, nice big rug, because my room is very cold at that house. It's not comfortable, and I want to spruce it up. I want to revive it, because I don't feel comfortable in there. It's very cold, it's kind of depressing. So a desk chair, big rug, all those nice things, and clothes, preferably jeans, because I don't know, I need clothes, and the Samsung Intensity 2, which is a cell phone. I have a cell phone, but it's the worst cell phone in history. It is a, where is it? Let me see. Where's my phone? Oh, hold on. It's just an LG flip phone. It's very, very small, very scratched up. I got it used. It's just a phone that's a phone, really. It doesn't do anything special. And Samsung Intensity is a pretty nice, common phone, and really nice deal. As far as phones go. So I just plugged in my iPod, because I got to one thing that's really annoying every time I plug in my iPod, the image capture comes on. And it's like, dude, I'm not interested in uploading these 79 photos. It's like, come on. I don't really care. Yeah, that's my Christmas list. So let's close that. If you haven't noticed, there's a new background on our YouTube channel. Better check that out. What else to say? Oh, where you? I don't know how many. Yeah, nobody. See, nobody's gonna be listening to this. So, in the first place, I don't think anybody is going to care about my position until the Totally Tech Stuff channel. That is a. Oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. There's been a lot of drama over there, and I keep thinking it's over, but it's not. And then again, it's not. And over again, it's not. No, it's not. Drama keeps on going. Channel has almost come very close to being closed in the past, and not to sound greedy, but I say this because I'd like to stop the drama. I'd like to snatch up that channel, manage it for myself, and just, get rid of the drama. There are people I respect. There are people that are in charge of that channel. The person that owns that channel, great guy, and this is no offense to him, but I feel like, it's come to a point where everything comes to a point where you start to say, geez, I wish that was me in that situation, because I feel like, you just want to take charge. You want to feel like you can fix things, and that's the kind of position I'm in right now. That's not where I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna request to own the channel. That's just stupid, because I can't take on a responsibility like that at this time. If you've really been following us, Neon Replay just kind of just morphed into a gaming and tech channel only, because we created a devoted channel for entertainment. By the way, that devoted channel doesn't have any subscribers, and if you're not subscribed to it, you need to go you need to go definitely click that button, please. So this podcast is reaching 10 minutes. Interesting. It's kind of interesting doing podcasts, because I don't really know what's gonna go on. It's like. We're almost at 200 uploads, 200 video uploads. That's a big milestone. when we hit 100, I did kind of a lame video. We're gonna pro our next uploads will probably do. I'll probably have an app review up. I might do something more on Black Ops. I'll have next week's Neon Weekly if I can wrap it together. I might not even be able to do a Neon Weekly next week either, because I might not be have access to my father's house. Some people have been suggesting days for me to do Neon Weekly on, better days. I appreciate the suggestions, but first of all, I can't do the show on Saturday. Saturday's a great idea. Fantastic idea. In fact, I hadn't even thought of it, but it's not possible for me because I'm not always. It'd have to be like every other week, and that'd be utterly ridiculous. I don't think. That's not a weekly show. It's not Neon Weekly. You know, that doesn't make sense. And, I think it does need to make sense. You know, that's that. I just threw up a room tour. So I'll do an app review. No Neon Weekly, probably a vlog. Oh, geez, I don't know, because this is actually my last night with my dad. He's leaving after this, and that was my last Black Ops playing. unfortunately. Whoops. Started playing the video. You know, I'd really like to gain some more subscribers. My subscriber base has been very stagnant recently. I got to 260 and peaked at 262, and it's going down to 261, then back up to 262, and back down and back up. And I haven't gotten higher than 262 in probably a few weeks, which is very disappointing, because I'd like to reach 300 by the new year. That'd be amazing. It really would. Let's see what's going on our second channel. Neon Media 2. Nothing. I haven't uploaded a video there in a long time. There are actually 16 subscribers on that channel and only 2 on Neon Entertain. It's pretty disappointing. I don't know. I talked to the crew. And I'll just say it up front. My crew is not, you know, my crew is not as devoted to these channels as I am. I am a devoted, self-pushed person, and that's why I think I'm so successful, because I don't have to debate with somebody else to do stuff. You know, it's just kind of all up to me. That's why I'd like to, you know, in the future, get a partner that's totally into the stuff, but we can't really censor each other's stuff unless we really feel the need to. And you know, I'll actually be looking for somebody, a gameplay sponsor, somebody that has a nice capture card that can capture good-looking video. You know, oh, Jesus. Dazzle doesn't really. I mean, that'd be okay, but you know, if you have an HD PVR, you know, give me a shout, please God, you know, because I'll promote you so much. You know, I just need you to be able to record certain things, you know, so maybe I can get in a game with you on Xbox and we can try something out. That'd be so helpful, really helpful. I'm yawning so much today. I don't know why. I can't even count the number of yawns that I've had today. It's utterly ridiculous. Okay. I haven't updated my Twitter in a long time. I've been kind of slacking on Twitter. Unfortunately, I don't know why, but I just kind of have been. I haven't been posting much stuff because nobody really reads my tweets. I can't expect people to. I've got 35 followers. which is that's good, you know. That's, I mean, that's a decent base. But you go and look who these people are, and it's almost scary, you know. It's like, you know, some of these people I actually know. Yeah, actually, I haven't checked these in a while, so I've got Tech Perspec, Big Bear, know him, Danielius TV. I love everything around tech and internet. Tweet me sometime. Boyce 320, fun, honest, outgoing, funny. Okay. Tech Talker 34, make tech videos on YouTube under the same username. I love tech. Then me, my personal account. The kid makes movies. Hey, I'm a regular 12-year-old kid. Oh, the kid makes vids. No, it's kids makes vids. 12-year-old kid with a hobby, and that is making films. He stole his name from the kid makes movies. Nantucket Sully. They followed me because I tweeted about Nantucket when I was out on vacation last summer. Then Visit Nantucket, which is like the official tourism account for Nantucket, is following me. Don't know why. Free iPad Gear is following me. Nelson Vaughn following me. MHabs313921, official MH Twitter. I haven't been to his channel in forever ago. Doe Sandra, teaching biology in a high school of Phoenix, Arizona. That's interesting. That's kind of it's interesting. That's like a grown woman that's like watching my videos. Atabeast Media, know him, that's Adam. Zero Junglist, that's Zero with an X, that's neat. Neat name. Alanian, I'm a ninth grader, 14 years old. I have nine best friends. Vanessa, yeah. I'm not gonna name those names. PS4 Sony. I go by Joey. Pretty Lady. 196S. Brett Dixon, 0121. I don't. Ooh, yeah. I think he follows me. He's a subscriber on YouTube. Trianer, I don't know him. Invites Lockers is following me. Tweetatronic, I want to help people make money and market with their Twitter account. I don't think I'm gonna fall for any scams. Green 28er, I'm working from home. Yeah, somebody with an inappropriate picture. Multistar, Jim Oliver, Hotmail, the kid makes movies. I don't know, we were kind of friends. We don't really talk that much anymore. I don't know why. It's kind of unfortunate. We were actually pretty good friends. I don't know how it happened. He just started watching my videos and subscribed, and he started sponsoring some of my stuff, and he supports me, but I don't think he likes my stuff anymore because I don't do any more like entertainment skits. And iPhone Junkies is following me. Free iPhone Man is following me. A Ladies Man. That's a really gay guy. I don't know what. He's always like talking about like really inappropriate gay stuff. Yeah, and Free Software Guy. Don't know him. He has this creepy website that looks like a scam. And yeah. I'm gonna go to some of these people. Wow. Claypede, Lithuania. I hope that's fake, 'cause I hope that's fake. Lithuania, wow. That'd be good. I'd say good for you if you live in Lithuania. Tech Talker 34. Oh, I gotta go. Yeah. So that's the end of this podcast, guys. Thanks for watching. This is a 19-minute podcast. I'll catch you guys later. Peace out.